What's up, everybody? This is the Toasty Podcast, Toasty Slice. Today, I'm just going to give you guys some quick updates on some news that's happening surrounding the stuff we've talked about previously in the last couple weeks, so I can keep you guys updated. That is the whole point. Also, guys, just wanted to let you guys... Oh, wow, I say guys a lot. You notice that? Anyway, I want to let everyone know that our last episode, the latest one, the long one that I do with Maddie B every single week... wasn't that good. The audio wasn't that good again. We had some issues there, so it won't be posting. I won't be posting that. I just don't want to post bad content anymore. I'm done with that. So I'll have some clips of it on YouTube. You guys can go watch some of the clips whenever I post those up. You know, I'm not going to post them all at once, of course. Got to make the algorithms work. Haha. Anyway, so I'm not going to do it all at once. It'll be, you know, every day, every other day, something like that. You know, you'll get some snippets of the stuff that happened. And of course, I'm going to put the Facebook Warrior segment up because we got to know all those comments and see what people said, you know, to the question I had about China. No, not China at all, actually. That was the last week's question. This question was about immigration and migrants, illegal and legal, and whether that affects voting. So juicy content there. You guys be sure and check that out on our YouTube channel, The Toasty Podcast, of course. And before I continue, smash that like button or follow button if you're on any podcast platform. Go ahead and review us if you're on iTunes. Let us know how bad we are. And also, go ahead, click that share button. That is the most important one. Share the show. That is how we grow, guys. That is exactly how everyone knows about us. Maybe you have some friends, and maybe you're embarrassed to even tell anyone that you listen to us. I get it. I've been there before, you know. I never wanted to subscribe to the fact that I listened to Tim Pool or I've seen Steven Crowder and I actually liked it. Never wanted to say that before. Really, really close. You know, the silent majority is a real thing, and I get that. And those are the people that we're trying to talk to right now. Why don't you share it on your Instagram story or Facebook story instead? Because that way, you know, people see it, but stories aren't always, you know, there's not a lot of flack around there. You don't have to, like, it's not always up. It stays up 24 hours and it's gone. That's how I get around the whole being afraid to post something feeling, you know, if you will. I don't know if they call that something. Being afraid to post something syndrome. Anyway, so if you're one of those people out there, I get it. Go ahead and post it on your story, man. Go to Spotify or Apple and you share it. And when you share, you know, the little screen comes up on your iPhone or Android and you click where you want it to go, Instagram. And it should let you choose Instagram stories or feed. Click stories and then boom, there you are. You are in business sharing the Toasty Podcast so we can grow and we can tell people the truth about everything in today's society, culture, and politics. All right, guys. Today, I wanted to give you guys an update on, you know what? I'm going to try something. I'm going to challenge myself not to say guys that often at all. This whole episode, every time I say guys, I don't know what I can do. What can I do? What's the challenge I can do? Every time I say guys, I mean, it's not a drinking game. Or else I would say, take a shot. You know, it's not how this works. Guys, every time I say guys, you know, I'll give someone a shout out on our Instagram stories. I don't know. Something like that. Does that work for y'all? Whatever. If you see guys, I'm wearing a... If you see everyone, I'm wearing a... If you're on YouTube right now watching this, I'm wearing a weird, like, cutoff t-shirt. I do wear those. Don't make fun of it. Actually, you know what? Go ahead and make fun of it. I don't care. I just got done working out because you got to stay fit. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, yeah, brother. So Biden administration issues targeted moratorium on evictions for areas hit hardest by COVID-19. Guys, if you watched watched the last podcast I had, it was about the Biden administration not doing anything because our debt ceiling is too low as it is, and he'd have to get, he said this, that he would have to get congressional approval, and he does not have the legal capacity to just do it himself in order to extend the moratorium. Well, it turns out he lied, because he can. Biden administration issues targeted moratorium, and they extended it till October. I'll read this a little bit here. If you guys want to know, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what I'm reading or where I'm reading from, it is ground.news. They are the best source of news I use. They have all the news sources aggregated together, so you have every single news source you could possibly imagine. See what all they're saying. See what the differences are. That's what I encourage you to go to ground.news and look at one thing that you're interested in, one topic you're interested in, and look at how different each news source reports on it. That is what I encourage you to do, because then you will see the bias and you will know how media works, or you'll know a little bit more about how the big media works. But if you want to know where I'm reading from and you can't see it, I'm not going to overlay it on the screen because I'm not one of those chodes. Look behind me to your right on your screen. My TV is on and it is showing you what's up. President Joe Biden's administration Tuesday issued a targeted moratorium on evictions in areas hardest hit by COVID-19, replacing a nationwide evictions freeze that expired Saturday despite legal concerns about doing so unilaterally. The new action, in effect for 60 days, bans evictions in counties with high rates of COVID-19 transmissions, reflecting where the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention recommends vaccinated residents wear masks indoors and in public settings. You're talking about LA. You're talking about New York. You're talking about Chicago and, the big cities that really, really, really care and needed to shut down because they're packed in like sardines. And for the most part, I get it. Whenever you don't have enough space around you to spread out, you need, maybe that's what you need. Maybe, you need to have some kind of preventative measures for getting sick. Granted, I will say masks aren't used correctly, but I'm not going to get into all that. That's not the point of this show or this episode right now, because I don't want to be demonetized. Honestly, we need to make money. And how do we make money? We make money by ads. Straight, plain, simple. I'm not going to BS you guys and girls. Does that work? If I say guys and girls, does that count? Anyway, I'm not going to BS you. We have to make this Toasty podcast. I didn't just create this to do nothing. I created it to show everyone the truth, but also a little money on the side would be cool. So anyway, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky signed the order Tuesday evening after Biden confirmed the move earlier in the day. The president said that he sought input from constitutional scholars. Scholars, to determine whether the CDC had the legal authority to issue a new evictions action, but that it was unclear whether it could pass a constitutional muster. So bottom line is, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, are the ones that put this ban in place for evictions. The CDC now has the right, if this precedent is set, to meddle in capitalistic affairs and our actual economy. There are definitely questions that arise for whether that's possible or necessary or even legal. So that would be my next thing. Looking forward, I want to see where they come up with the fact that CDC can just go ahead and kill, basically just ruin the landlord's days, right? If you guys think, oh my gosh, this is hard. I cannot lie to you. This is hard. I say it way too much, and I'm noticing it now. Wow. If you actually think that landlords are just all rich and they all just have money and this is just easy for them, you're wrong. The people not paying rent, landlords are in dire straits right now, paying two home loans probably, or three, or however many houses they have for rent. The mortgages themselves, because of an eviction ban. You know what I mean? That's crazy. That's insane. I will say this, I haven't heard of any stories personally around me or in my circle in DFW. I will say my circle is pretty big. Not saying anything by that. I'm saying I know a lot of people. So if I heard something of someone getting evicted or not being able to be evicted or landlords complaining, I would have heard about it most likely in DFW, and I haven't. So Texas may just be excluded from that. I don't know. Obviously, this new moratorium is saying for any counties or cities that have the highest numbers of COVID. So I don't know if that includes Dallas County or not. I wouldn't be surprised if Travis County is in it. My next thing I wanted to go over was something that I talked about a year ago. Like, this is a long time ago. We talked about it on the podcast because we were like, whoa, this is crazy. And, it's so interesting 2019 was all fun and games, but ever since 2020 hit, it was like we've gone in this like crazy spiral. I wouldn't say downwards necessarily because that has a negative connotation. We've gone in this spiral of just one crazy thing after another hitting us, you know? Oh my gosh, these guys went to jail for not wearing a mask. Or oh my gosh, these guys were protecting their private property and went to jail. And that's where we fall right here. Missouri governor finally pardoned the couple who were oddly brandishing their guns. And I will say they were kind of weird about it. You know, the girl didn't know how to hold a gun. I mean, you can tell. I don't know what she's doing there, but that's what's happening right there. But anywho, Missouri governor pardons them from pointing the guns at protesters. Now, that article basically makes it sound like they're just pointing guns at protesters and nothing else is going on. Where's the context, huh? Where is the context? Well, here's the context. I don't know if you guys listened to our last episode about this. You can go check it out. I have all my episodes up on the website, toastycreations.com, but I also have it on all podcast platforms, you know, Spotify, Apple, and the like. Mark and Patricia McCloskey were filmed. Let me make sure this is showing up on the screen there for you guys. Okay, cool. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, see, it was the McCloskey case, remember that? Were filmed holding weapons outside their home in St. Louis, Missouri. They were fined after pleading guilty to misdemeanor charges this year. And, of course, there was tons of controversy around this case because they had said, you know, the gun that the woman was holding wouldn't even fire, apparently, when they first got it. And they made it fire, and then they were like, yep, it's a good gun. You can count that as a weapon, you know, as if it would have done anything with it in her hand. She probably wouldn't have fired. Anyway, Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parson has now pardoned them, something he had promised after U.S. conservatives began to support the couple. The pair, both lawyers, appeared briefly at last year's Republican National Convention, and Mr. McCloskey has announced plans to run for a U.S. Senate seat in Missouri. Wow. Big moves. McCloskey, when the angry mob came in to destroy my house and kill my family, I took a stand against them, he reportedly said in a recent campaign video. That is exaggerating, but still, they were on his private property. Okay, guys, just get that. Let's get one thing straight. They were on his private property, and he was defending his private property. That's all I'm going to say about this. I'm not going to say any more. I'm not going to say all the stuff surrounding it. That's it. That's all there is to it. And moving on, I'm going to move on to something happening right now. That was the update. You guys get that. I got to move this. I'm going to make this quick. You know what I mean? This is the toasty slice, not a toasty loaf. You know what I'm saying? Biden chides Republican governors who resist vaccine rules. And this, the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's interesting, the follow-up that happens. So far, only Arkansas. But let's dig in. So, President Joe Biden on Tuesday called on resistant Republican governors to get out of the way, quote-unquote, of vaccine rules aimed at containing the more transmissible and dangerous COVID-19 variant. He backed city and private mandates requiring people to be vaccinated to go about some daily activities. I want to know if this is going to backfire. I talked about this in a previous episode of Toasty Slice. If they mandate vaccines, I just said, you know what? Bring it on. Bring it on. Tell me I can't go to the, you know, mall or go see a movie or go to work or these things without being vaccinated. Try me. I want to know what's going to happen to our economy when you say that, and people that actually might take a stand. And don't be a coward. That's all I have to say about this. If you believe in the things that I believe in or other people surrounding me believe in or the Toasty Podcast believes in, then you'll take a stand. You will do it. And this is not some weird, like, hype up in a way. I'm just a hype guy. Everything I say is just, it's a hype. I'm hype. So anyway, he's talking about Texas and Florida, obviously. Right? I mean, you can tell he's implying it. Speaking from the White House, Biden sharply criticized Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and other officials who have moved to block the reimposition of mask mandates to slow the Delta strain of the virus. The strain is surging in their states and other parts of the country that have large numbers of unvaccinated people. If you're not going to help at least get out of the way of people trying to do the right thing, Biden said. And from what I know, they're not in the way. You can go almost to any clinic right now and get the vaccine. Plain and simple. You can do that. It is your prerogative. It is your choice. You do what you need to do. If you have older people in your household constantly and you're always around them, maybe do it. Maybe do it because you think that it might help and prevent them from getting sick. Whatever. You know, that's fine. You do you. That's what I'll say about this. I'm just not going to go any further, but he's acting as if Texas and Florida are like actively mandating not getting the vaccine, but they're not. They're not. All DeSantis actually has said on video is it should be your right to choose, plain and simple, and that's all we need to, that's all there is to it. Biden endorsed New York City's move to require vaccinations to dine indoors or go to the gym, as well as corporate moves to require vaccines to return to work, and said more localities and businesses should follow suit. Such policies have been barred to varying degrees in at least 7 GOP-led states. But what they won't talk about, what none of these politicians will talk about, no one on the right or left, honestly, none of them talk about rising crime rates, people moving out of these big cities in flocks, in herds, and more places for rent being available in New York City than there ever has been before. Those are things happening right now. But no one will talk about those things. They'll just talk about, you know, well, we are mandating vaccines. New York City is mandating vaccines, you know, fighting the good fight. It wouldn't matter anyway. Who's going to your stupid gym? No one. No one's going to their stupid gym because all of them are gone. They're leaving. They're peacing out. Peacing out, Brother Bear. Moving on, I wanted to bring this article up because after doing this right here, literally, and I don't know the time frame. Honestly, it could have been before, okay? But looking at Ground News, the way these articles were updated, I got two different articles. One was from today. Well, Biden did this when did he do this? He did this on Tuesday. So Biden gave this speech on Tuesday saying, "Get out of the way, Republican governors." 2 hours ago, well, today, this morning, I guess it was a different time zone, but 8/4/21. Okay, so yeah, today, this morning, Arkansas governor says he regrets signing ban on mask mandates. Wow. And I don't know for a fact, guys. I really don't know when he said this. He could have said it before Biden came out and, you know, criticized Texas and Florida's rules. But the fact of the matter is, I would not be surprised if the Arkansas governor, Asa Hutchinson, I don't even know if that's how you say it, says he regrets signing. I wouldn't be surprised if he says this after Biden came out and said, "You guys suck. I hate Republican governors." You know what I mean? He says he regrets signing a ban on mask mandates in schools as he asks the state legislator to reverse the decision. Can you believe that? Arkansas, your governor is asking to reverse a bill that he signed. A bill. It's like getting married and divorced. Getting married and getting it annulled. It's like he got married in Vegas and he's like, "Oh crap, that was a mistake." But that's not what happened. He's treating it like that. If you have a governor that can't stand by his own decisions on his bills, he needs to get out. He needs to not be a governor. A governor is supposed to be a leader. And he's supposed to make his decisions based on his administration and his insight into a matter and then say, "This is what we're doing." Boom. And I'll tell you right now, if Texas decides to do the same thing and come out and apologize and reverse the no mask mandate bill or whatever, oh, man, Governor Abbott would not get voted for again. So he probably won't do that for political reasons, unfortunately. DeSantis? Oh, no, he's good. DeSantis, I think, will just hold his ground. From what I've seen from DeSantis, he'll just hold his ground. And that's really the principle of it. I don't give a crap if it's mask mandates or vaccine mandates or I don't know, haircut mandates. I don't give a crap what it is. It doesn't matter. You got to stand by your decisions. And that is the biggest issue I have with the Republican Party. They are cowards. They will not stand by their own decisions. And they constantly are scooched back into the corner, almost willingly. That is ridiculous. Didn't know this podcast was going to get so crazy. Anyway, guys, that's what I have for you today. It's a crazy week in Texas and in the podcast universe. Thank you for listening or watching if you're on YouTube. And as always, share the show. And if you haven't already, go check out our website, toastycreations.com/shop. And get your toasty apparel today, because that helps the show. We can't grow if I don't have money. Straight up, that's how it is. So, stay toasty. Toasty.